Welcome back to part two of Walking Mountains and Moors, My Personal Evolution. I thought I'd make a part two for this, Boo. Because the blog post that I originally wrote, which I'm, like, summarising via these two Boos that I've done, was a little bit longer than I could fit into 5 minutes. All I wanted to add, really, to the first Boo, where I described about what got me into walking, was the fact that during my childhood, I mean, we were never indoors, really. We were out on the bikes, and we used to go out first thing in the morning and not come back until it got dark. And we spent a lot of time in the Lake District when I was younger. We had some family friends that lived at Cleeter Moor, so we spent a lot of time at Eskdale, Enderdale, and places like that. And when I was around about 12, we moved to a place called Warncliffe Side, which is near Stocksbridge, just north of Sheffield. And my friends and I, we used to be out on the bikes all the time, up into like the border of the Peak District, around the reservoirs up there, and pretty much just going everywhere we could. So I think on top of what I mentioned in the first Boo, it was mainly, I suppose, that and my childhood that really gave me a love for the outdoors. I've never really been interested in staying in the house, or I'm not really a big fan of cities. They're nice to visit, but I could never live in one, that's for sure. And the more time that I spend outdoors, I mean, I'm just on the way home, I'm doing this all hands-free, by the way, I'm just on the way home from a walk in the Peak District. This particular route that I've done, I would have just booed about before this particular boo in my timeline. I've been up Kinder Scout, and I've done a route that I must have done at least 100+ times before, but it never gets boring for me. I can walk the same way 1,000 times, but it just being outdoors, it's the whole thrill of it for me. It's just being in the Peak District, especially. I've got a huge love for the Peak District. In my last boo about this blog post, I said that it had to be the Highlands, or it had to be the Lakes or Snowdonia, and that was the view that I got from reading Trail magazine. Trail magazine was, I think, from the view I got, was the Trail magazine was basically aimed at the people that lived in the cities, and they got endless supplies of money, and they could commute via the train or public transport, or get in their nice flash cars and just go off and walk at the in the hills at the weekend. But me and my friends, we weren't those sort of people. We didn't really have much money. We're just regular guys with regular jobs. And it was all about saving up for the next bit of gear. And I've wasted some money on gear in my time, I'll tell you that. But I think now I've fine-tuned pretty much what I do take with me, and I don't really feel the need to buy any more. Obviously, there's bits of kit that come up every now and then just to aid. Mainly sharing my experiences. Like, I've just recently got the iPhone 4S, and I moved to Orange so I get better signal coverage, and it was basically so I get better signal coverage in the Peak District, because I try and get out there at least once a week. I know it doesn't always work that way, but the more I get out there, the more I want to be there. So I find myself thinking about the next big trip or the next walk, or I basically, that's the way I pass my 12 hours at work, just by thinking about the next big adventure. It annoys the hell out of my partner, let me tell you that. I'm constantly thinking about the next big thing. I mean, this year I'm hoping to do the coast-to-coast from St. Bees to Robin Hood's Bay in the UK. But yeah, that's basically the summary of the blog post and pretty much what it was all about. I had to do a part two. Once again, I've rambled on a little bit, so I'm sure I will remember something that I've not quite mentioned in this one, but we will leave it at that for now. So, thank you for listening, and I'm hoping to summarise some more blog posts in audio boo form in the near future. Thanks again.